So it's a wet Wednesday morning in Talbot Yard, just off Borough High Street. Henry Elliott, why is there a gathering in this small tucked away yard, and where are you going?
Well, today is the 18th of April, and 625 years ago today, there was a similar gathering in this very yard, although it was a fictional one. And in Chaucer's greatest poem, The Canterbury Tales, his group of pilgrims gathered here on this day to set off on a pilgrimage to Canterbury Cathedral to see the shrine of St. Thomas à Becket. And we, as a group, are going to do the same thing, not on horseback like they were, but we're going to walk over 4 days to Canterbury, telling tales along the way and recreating them. The greatest poem in English literature.
And I believe that you're going to tell the tales in roughly the same places that Chaucer identified along the route as the sites of the various tales. Tell us about your first stop, which I think will be known to a lot of users of our website.
Sure. You're absolutely right. The first stop is the Knight's Tale, which in the poem was at the watering of St. Thomas, which was a little holy well dedicated to St. Thomas à Becket, which was next to a little bridge on the way to Kent, outside London, in the middle of the countryside. Now that's the Old Kent Road, and the watering of St. Thomas is now the pub Thomas à Becket, opposite Tesco, next to Albany Road on the Old Kent Road. So times have changed, but we're still in a watering hole of sorts.
And I think you're hoping to raise some money for the National Literacy Trust through this trip. Tell us why you've chosen that and how people can support that if they're interested.
Yeah, thank you. We've already raised £7,000, which is a fantastic achievement and way beyond what I was expecting at this stage. But donations are still coming in and everything is more than welcome. We chose that charity because literacy is a little talked about but very major problem in the UK, and because the walk had such a literary motivation behind it, we thought that literacy was a good charity to support. Chaucer himself was a public servant. He was the first author to write in the English language, and also the first author to be printed in England by Caxton. And so for those reasons, it seems like an appropriate charity to support. And the best way to support us is to go to the Just Giving website, which is justgiving.com/CanterburyTales2012, and that has all the information.